suppose you better ask you straight away about the referee. You know, you've made a decision for us.
18 years I've been a manager, and that's probably the hardest one I've had to stomach, to be honest. I think that's the only way. I think our fans, football supporters, are normally quite right and quite accurate, aren't they? And our fans got it right. But listen, you got to be able to deal with it. We got too emotionally involved in things, and I think that sums up by their third goal. I said at half time, just keep your heads, keep going. I thought we come out, looked a really good team. They sort of dropped off a little bit, and they're good at counter-attacking, but you know, we needed the next goal in the game, and then a strange free kick was given, and two or three of my lads were still arguing about it when they took it. And you can't do that. You got to deal with whatever it gives you, and then you got to, if you can stop that and then get the next goal, then it all makes sense. So you know, for me, the ref didn't score, did he? You know, the ref didn't score. But it's really strange where Troy Deeney says, look, that ain't a foul. If it's a foul, he's the last man, and then it's a red card, not a yellow card. And I just spoke to the boy himself, and is he right? You know, so what I'm saying to you is we all know that, we all see that, we all need them to do their job, don't we? So you should have, if it is a foul, it ain't a yellow card, is it? It's a red card, because he was the last man. Troy Deeney said it wasn't, but if you're going to give it, then, you know. And what I find strange is Alan Dunn knew that at halftime. 40 heard him say it. So what they're shouting at the referee, we had a hell of a melee at halftime, and I had to try and get our lot back in because it looked really strange. But, you know, such is life. Well done to them. You know, they pinned us in. They did well. We did fantastic to get out, and Ricky looked really good. Causing them a few problems. We scored a fantastic goal, but you know, we got to do better from there. That corner was a training ground corner. We haven't seen them do that. And I think it was Vidra. Was it Vidra who scored? But it was a wonderful move. Let them back in it. Then all of a sudden, we felt we should have had something, and we didn't get it. But really, truthfully speaking, the second half killed us because we came out, had a good go, and we needed that goal. If we'd have got back level then. I thought the crowd went quiet for the first time. Normally they're quiet all the time, but they ain't anymore. So well done to them. No, it used to be Watford, tra-la-la, but it isn't now, is it? So well done. They're buzzing. The ground is looking better than it ever has. Their team looks really good. So, and it's a tough place to come, but I thought my team came and played very well, and now we've lost by two goals, I really don't know.
That sequence towards the end of the first half, there were followers coming into the box. It was a penalty appeal. What do you make of that? Because that was just before the free kick.
Well, I make whatever the referee made of it, because I'm not paid to do his job, am I? And in fact, if I say what I feel, I'd probably get fined. So I don't really want to pay because the referee didn't do his job, or whatever he saw, you know, whatever he did was how he saw it. I don't want to pay for my opinion on it. You write what you feel, surely. Because you all watch the game.
You've been to see the ref yet?
Not yet, no.
Will you be seeing him?
I hope so. He might have gone. That's Neil Warnock. Pretty popular at the moment.
If you do speak to him, would you anticipate a lively exchange?
Not really. We're professional. All of us are professional. He's a professional referee as well, by the way. Premier League professional referee.
What did Fuller say about the penalty? Like, he obviously felt that he was caught, and
Rick never goes down. Rick tries to beat people. He nutmegs people. That's what Rick does, and he's looking more and more like Rick. I've brought him off to save him because I'm going to need him on Tuesday. I wanted to put Scotty Mack up. I want to give Aiden a little run. I wanted to, you know, I got to be really careful. I haven't got the riches that they've got. I haven't got a squad that they've got. But, you know, I'm really pleased with the way we're trying to do things, you know. And you know, at the end of the day, at the moment, we need those things to go for us. And if we'd have got the second goal, the next one in the game, we might have then. But, you know, at the end of the day, you don't get it. We got to defend better than that. We had a set piece. We should have done better than that. And, you know, not being funny, we've got that. But, you know, my squad now, I'm concentrating on Tuesday. I've got to get ready for Tuesday. I've been ill the last day or so and don't feel that good at the moment. But, you know, what I saw from my group really pleased me. That's all you can do. It's about the way you pass it, the way you move it. I thought we looked a good team. There was two good teams out there today. And that's all you got to do. And hopefully your club will have a good time and a good experience. And, you know, referees come and go, don't they? And if you're trying to lure me in, oh, that's probably the strangest game I've ever seen in my whole 18 years of being a manager. That's, if I want to say it like that, then maybe that's about his... It's strange because I saw things there. I was still complaining about Wolford getting straight into it. I've never seen Watford do those things. You know, bang and whoa, you know, and then all of a sudden they go down. I've never seen them do that. Maybe they're learning. You know? Maybe the free kick on the far side, maybe they're learning how to, you know, get stuff. But, you know, surely the referee's got to be able to make a decision that is based on the same for them and the same for us and the same for them and the same for us and the same for them and the same for us, surely. And you'll have to tell me what you thought, but from my position on that dugout, I think we've got to stop getting so emotional, my team. I think we've got to get away from this, no one likes us and we don't care. I really do. I think we've got to just be professional because they got a free kick. We didn't defend that free kick and that cost us the game basically in the second half. And the bit that annoys me is we lost that second half as well, by the way. You know, we lost the second half 1-0 and I don't think we deserve to, and we got to look at that and say why. And I think we were too emotional as a group. We played well enough, but we didn't do our jobs. So take responsibility, do your job, and then hopefully by the end of the season everybody's good enough at their job for us to finish where we deserve to finish, which is, we don't know yet, to be honest. I think we're getting better. We lost 4-0 here with a man sent off last year, but we've lost 3-1. The crowd were singing, we're going to get four, but we quietened them down for quite a period in that game. And from my point of view, I don't really care what happened before. I bring my team here, it's Millwall now. Nothing should be carried to this game, should it? And it's nice to be in that bench and on that bench, but we are now where we are, aren't we? So just get on with it, really. That's what I think.
Was leaving Shitu out today for...
He's ready for Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what my team is ready for Tuesday, and I've got to do that because Malone and Briggs both been out. They only trained 2 days. They'll never be able to play Saturday, Tuesday. So the other one's going to start on Tuesday, and I've already told them this. And I've looked at this, and that's what we've got to do, you know. And that's where I am. Danny at home against Blackburn Rovers, I felt that'll be right. I'll probably put Beavers in there as well, you know. But I can utilise what I've got here, and that's what I've got to do. Unfortunately, we're a little bit short up front. If Gregory's injured, as he was the other day, we're just a little bit short. But, you know, we borrowed Renegade. He's not eligible for this game, so, you know, I might have to use that. But, you know, we're not blessed with the squad that some people got, but I like the way we're trying to play. That's all I can say, and that's all I'm going to do, get them to understand that and not blame anybody else, because we have to stand there and be counted. But, you know, why don't we all say, did he have a very good game? Did Watford play very well? Honestly, yeah, I think they did, attacking wise, right? Did they defend well? Yeah, we made them. Did we attack quite well? Yeah. Did we play quite well? Yep. Did the referee have a good game? That's all I'm saying. Now, sometimes that makes a huge difference, but I'm not blaming the referee, because when you blow a whistle, that is given. You have to deal with the next bit. You have to deal with it. We should have dealt with their third goal. End of story. We were still arguing about his decision, so we got to learn very, very quickly. So, no excuses from me. Let's get on with it. Have I said that the referee is bad and is wrong? No. Do I want to take responsibility? Yes, I do. I'm very proud of my Millwall team. I'm sorry what happened before. Watford fans, I can't help that. You know, I'm getting all sorts of stick. It wasn't my fault. Maybe at that time it wasn't your time. Maybe it will be this year. Good luck to you. All the best to you. Try and keep your head on it and keep going. That's all you can do. And what I got to do is make sure that we're bouncing back on Tuesday with another performance like that, but hopefully all 3 points. Because if that's the top of the table, and they're it at the moment, we weren't that far off of them, personally, I feel. stats-wise, performance-wise, we were. But at important times, things you need, particularly away from home, to go your way. And if they don't, what will I put up with people moaning and whinging, making excuses? I don't think so. You catch me doing that? Thank you very much. I'll leave on that note.